Robert, what is the Canadian Space Science Data Portal?
It's basically a set of infrastructure that brings together a lot of disparate space science data sets. There's instrumentation in space and across Canada and other countries, and space scientists want to bring all this data together to look at what's happening in space. So the infrastructure that we've developed allows us to do that.
What exactly is this infrastructure?
The infrastructure, it's a set of computers with a software architecture. That's the powerful aspect of it, that's very much tailored to doing this sort of activity. And it's a new technology where you have to use standards to access all these different data sources. They're all in different formats, they're stored on different types of computer. So it's a technical challenge to actually get at all this data and bring it all together. So it's this software architecture that we're developing that makes that possible.
How long is it going to take to develop it, to get it ready so it's actually useful?
We've done some of the work already. We have an operational system. It has a fairly simple functionality. What we're undertaking now through the Canary Network Enabled Platform project, it will take us about 2.5 years to actually get to where we intend to be. But that by no means will be the end of it. This is going to take quite a few years to develop all of the widgets that we're interested in.
What are some of the things that this will enable space scientists to do once you have it up and running?
Well, there's different activities. There's space science that's curiosity driven. So there are things happening in space that we really don't understand, and you have to utilize all this data to figure out what's going on. There's also a practical aspect where there are actually storms in space driven by processes on the sun. And these are magnetic storms where you have magnetic fields and their effect on charged particles that as a result of these storms can get to very high energies and can cause damage in satellites. So protecting this very valuable infrastructure, satellite infrastructure in space, is the applied aspect of this type of science.
Why would Canary and the other groups that are involved in the project, why would they have looked to the University of Alberta as opposed to anywhere else in the world?
Well, scientifically, for about 4 decades, in fact, there's been a very strong space science activity at the university here. So there's an international reputation amongst the scientists. We're also funded to do this sort of thing through the Canadian Space Agency. And the Space Agency doesn't directly do this sort of thing. And so Canary has really taken an interest because that's their mandate, and they recognize the university here as a center of excellence in space science, with a lot of international collaborations that will allow this technology to be developed to its fullest extent.
I understand that you have a collaboration with NASA. How will you be working everything together? What project are you working on?
We're working on a very exciting project with the principal investigator of the NASA Themis mission, Vasilis Angelopoulos. This is a constellation of 5 satellites. It was launched in February 2007. And it has a very specific objective, which is to determine how a particular process occurs in space. That process is called magnetic substorm. So we will integrate into our software platform, all of the famous satellite probe data. And when we combine that with all of the other data sets, we have a real opportunity to actually help solve this problem. You know, that problem being, how does a magnetic substorm get initiated and how does it proceed in space and in time to develop?
Is that fairly common, this sort of collaboration amongst countries on space research?
Space, yes. I mean, space research is crosses borders. Space does not know about geographic boundaries. The processes occurring in space are on very large scale. So you have to draw on whatever data is available, and that depends on where the instruments are located. It could be in Alaska, Canada, Scandinavia. It's collected by satellites in space. So you have to have collaborations, international collaborations, to be effective in doing space science.
Sounds like an exciting project. Thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you very much.